Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Blues. Batting second. The center fielder, Dick Tettelbach. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lyle Luttrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Poes. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnelis. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Fortnelis. And now, play ball. Herb Blues is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blues hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luttrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Runnels. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Carl Poes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luttrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. George Kell now playing third base. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda strikes out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Tettelbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0 for 1 in the game. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Plus for the out. One out. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettelbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tettelbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Plus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Luttrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 0-for-1 in the game. Poas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Poas reaches second base with a double. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Poas moves to third. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg strikes out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Poas scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Mike Fornelis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fornelis is 0-for-1 in the game. Fornelis bunts towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Plus covering, for the out. Boyd moves to third. Miranda moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Tettelbach picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tettelbach. Boyd scores. Miranda scores. Gardner moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0-for-2 in the game. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Tettelbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Poas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miranda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Forknalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalis is 0 for 1 in the game. Forknalis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miranda moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gardner bunts for an out. Forknalis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Becker pinch hits for Lyle Luttrell. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into right field. Poise settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Chuck Stobbs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Miranda fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Herb Plus now playing shortstop. Pete Runnels now playing second base. Julio Becker now playing first base. Bud Byerly now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Poise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poise is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Poise hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing center field. Dick Williams now playing left field. Jim Pyburn now playing right field. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0 for 3 in the game. Plus takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Dick Tettelbach. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into right field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.